This book is the result of more than 25 years of research and training with the shamans of the Americas. The rites of passage I underwent in the high mountains of the Andes and the low jungles of the Amazon adhered to ancient tradition and required months of preparation. My quest to discover the healing traditions of this continent was guided by an old Inca, Don Antonio. My adventures with this renowned healer are chronicled in my earlier books, Shaman, Healer, Sage, Dance of the Four Winds, and Island of the Sun. The soul retrieval techniques in this book represent my contemporary reinterpretation of ancient healing practices that are still in use in North and South America. Among Hispanic and Native American communities throughout the U.S., when children suffer from susto, or fright, they're taken to a special place to retrieve the part of their soul that was lost or taken from them. I've adapted and translated these practices within a modern scientific context. Destiny retrieval practices have been lost among most Aboriginal societies. Yet I was very fortunate to spend many years with the Leica Masters, seers of the Inca Nation, where I learned these skills. Please keep in mind that the practices I'm going to share with you in this book are extraordinarily powerful and effective, and must only be used with the strongest code of ethics and integrity. In fact, much of the shaman's lengthy training is spent developing a high sense of ethics founded on a deep reverence for all life. Only then can the techniques and processes be properly mastered and used to heal others. Similarly, a Western medical doctor spends at least 5 years learning his or her craft. Is it prudent to turn my physical or mental health care over to someone who's taken a weekend workshop in shamanism or energy medicine? This is the quandary for Westerners who take a short course in the healing arts. If you have a calling to practice these healing arts, be sure to take the time to train with teachers whose integrity, wisdom, and technical knowledge will assist you in developing your individual spiritual gifts. My own journey into shamanism was guided by my desire to become whole. In healing my own soul wounds, I learned to love myself and others. I walked the path of the wounded healer and learned to transform the grief, pain, anger, and shame that lived within me into sources of strength and compassion. At the Healing the Light Body School that I direct, every student embarks on a quest for self-healing in which he or she transforms soul wounds into sources of power and wisdom. Students learn that this is one of the greatest gifts that they'll later offer their clients, the opportunity to discover the power and wisdom within their own healing journey. Of course, I'm not the first to bring to light the ancient healing practices of the Americas. The anthropologist Margaret Mead opened the door for all of us who follow in her footsteps. And my friend and colleague Sandra Ingerman, with her groundbreaking book Soul Retrieval, Mending the Fragmented Self, was the first to make us aware of the power and beauty of these ancient healing practices, as well as provide us with a practical guide for healing ourselves. A number of others, including Hank Wesselman and John Perkins, have also built bridges that have allowed many to cross into the realm of indigenous spirit. Finally, I want to state that the healing methods in this book are my own synthesis and interpretation of ancient healing practices. I do not speak for my teachers, for the Inca, or for Native American shamans. Although I've had the privilege of training with the finest Inca medicine people, I make no claim to be representing a body of Inca traditions. The practices of soul retrieval and destiny retrieval described herein are adaptations of what I learned during my training as a shaman, and I take full responsibility for them. Alberto Violdo, PhD, www.thefourwinds.com